This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Get back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, having a hangover is bad enough, but having a hangover and getting a $12,400 ER bill when you have a wedding to pay for really adds more salt to the wound. And big headline today are these is surrounding the topic of these standalone ERs and how people are getting surprise bills. And, insurance starts to knock it down. Whenever you see these headlines, it's always the gross amount or the fees before insurance kicks in. But still, I have a hangover and getting charged $12,460. That's kind of monstrous. And we have a lot of people that are not very educated on what to do when you have an emergency, where to go, and, how not to get screwed, you know, by some of these places that can charge you a fortune. Well, basically what happened with this guy in Colorado is I think he had his bachelor's party. It was a really good bachelor's party. He gets drunk. Next day he gets hungover, and he has a real, real bad headache. Couldn't deal with the hangover by himself, which we'll talk about also. So he ends up going to this standalone ER. And the standalone ER in North, it's called North Suburban Medical Center, in the Denver suburb of Thornton, gave him a couple bags of IV fluid, gave him some Zofran, which is an anti-nausea medicine, ran a CBC, a blood test. And after all that, he gets a $12,460 bill. So I'm not sure how much insurance marked down and what he ended up paying all in all, but it's frightening to people. A lot of these freestanding ERs aren't very, very busy, so you get to walk in, you hardly have a wait, and you get to be seen right away. Now, personally, right, if we're going to play devil's advocate, if you have hardly any wait and you have that quick an access to getting, you know, medical care, you should pay something for that. I mean, yeah, that is going to cost a little bit more money. If they are going to make you feel better, they should be able to get paid for that. If they're going to staff an ER doctor or multiple ER doctors, multiple nurses, radiologists, stock all the things they need to stock, have all the equipment, pay for the real estate, they do have a right to charge. The only thing is $12,460 realistic for a hangover? So we've talked about why hospital prices and doctor prices are the way they are, which is the system is so stupid. So basically what happens is doctors and hospitals and medical centers get screwed all the time. They just get screwed. People might not have insurance. They might not pay their bill. The insurance company will bundle, or they'll say, nah, sorry, you know, for the flu shot, we'll give you 12 cents. Even though the flu shot costs you a hell of a lot more than 12 cents. So when insurance company decides to basically in their own way, you know, price fix, well, we're just going to pay you this. You have to hope to make it on the back end. You have to hope that somebody else doesn't have the crappy insurance and can help you pay your bills. You know, I told you one time, you know, Medicare, and we took Medicare for the longest time. Medicare had sent us all the EOBs that they paid us, but no checks ever got deposited. And we were like, guys, what's going on here? That happened for months, and we almost went bankrupt. And they said, oh, you know, it's a glitch. We'll pay you. We never got paid back everything. And so that's even with them, not even them denying the claim. That's them saying, yeah, we're going to give you the $30 or the $60 and the money not coming in. So you need money up front if you're a medical office. You need, you know, people with good insurance, hopefully paying, and it offsets things. That's why our system is a little crappy, because if somebody doesn't have insurance and pays cash up front, many times those are the people that keep these medical centers alive. And I don't think anybody should pay more than anybody else. And so we have a system where insurance company can only pay you 12 cents or decide not to pay you anything. And the people without insurance are the ones supporting the medical system. That's screwed up. So when it came time to this guy going to a standalone ER, yeah, he, you know, the gross price before things got knocked down by insurance, pretty costly. Now, tied into that is also malpractice. Tied into that is liability. Tied into that is workers' comp. You know, so tied into that is a lot of things. But it's still, it's too much, and it's ridiculous. But now, by the way, to cure a hangover, the reason why you guys have a hangover, we've talked about this, is one is you're very dehydrated. Two is you probably have low blood sugar. You could also have irritated stomach lining from the alcohol, and so you're nauseated. The acetaldehyde, which is a byproduct of alcohol metabolism, makes you feel like crap. So usually to cure a hangover, one, don't drink. Two, hydrate yourself. Chinese researchers found Sprite to work. Sprite seemed to be the best hangover cure. Had a little bit of bubbles, a little bit of sugar. Exercise helps. Eating something helps to, you know, help with the stomach. We don't recommend hair of the dog at all. We don't recommend hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is where you fight fire with fire. You drink to get rid of your hangover. We don't recommend that. So there, and I've written about this. So there are other things you could do for hangovers. You don't have to go to an ER. But the big way to save money, if you are going to be in this sort of situation, is before the situation arises, know where the hell to go. Know exactly what's going to charge what, where your insurance will be covered, where your insurance will not kick in, and have a plan. So if you cut yourself, do you guys know where you're going? Do you guys know which ER, which urgent care? Do you know what your insurance covers? Do you have Band-Aids at the house? Do you have tourniquets? Do you have, you know, do you have a doctor's number? Do you have a telemedicine company to call? Do you have things set up and a protocol? We have fire drills at school, but do you guys ever have drills for emergencies? If one of your buddies overdoses, do you guys have Narcan at home? You know, do you have a plan? And so the big problem people have is they don't have a plan, so an accident happens or they feel like crap, and then they just randomly go somewhere. And many times they go out of network. Many times they go to a place that they probably didn't have to. They could have just gone to an urgent care, or they could have gotten advice from their doctor over the phone. So just be prepared. Before the emergency happens, figure out what the hell you're supposed to do. 1-877-DOC-ALLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, some of you guys listen to us live. Some of you listen to us delayed. Let's go to the phone lines and get you some of your questions right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, name's Tony. I've got all sorts of broken stuff, but I've got nerve damage in my optic nerves. I don't understand yet if there's one or multiples. Sounds like there's multiples, hundreds of thousands, if not millions. I'm wondering if there's some combination of cool stuff, but also there's something called beetle nut. I don't know if there's two different things. Something that's done in the Philippines and or Guam. No, it's random, but when I first lost my vision, about 2012, it was like an overnight thing. It was a surprise. But something that I had reliably done on occasion at least, but it's embarrassing, so I don't really know you that well. I'm wondering if there's any sort of betel nut, and it was wrapped with some sort of leaf. Philippines, Guam, they spit red, turns their teeth red. But the science, when I had a friend look it up, said that, some people that had done this similar stupid thing were able to get their sight back. But I don't know if there was a time function thing or if I should book a ticket to, like, Guam and go to the Philippines. So, okay. That's all I got, I guess.
Yeah,
name's Tony.
I wish I could talk to you live. I want to kind of know what's going on, why a few years ago you lost your vision. When it comes to vision loss and damage to the optic nerve, it's really hard to get that function back. I'm hoping you have a really good eye doctor and neurologist and, somebody working with you. The betel nut that you talked about, betel nut, you're right. What it is it's this nut that we see in Asia and the Pacific, and it's a seed, and when you chew it, it releases this red color. And a lot of people kind of, I don't want to say get high on it, but it's a pretty big habit for a lot of people, just like nicotine and caffeine. I think it comes in fourth after alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine, especially in Guam, because it gives you a burst of energy. Adrenaline, it's psychoactive, so it gives you a little high. And it's also very traditional and cultural, so you're right, you can get it in Guam. The problem is it's pretty dangerous. They have linked it to a pretty severe mouth cancer, and they're trying to get people to stop chewing on them, but it's addictive. So basically, you got this energy boost. The nut has alkaloids naturally. They release adrenaline. You get euphoric. You get well-being. Many people that have used it for home remedies, found that it helped, stomach issues, helped dry mouth. I don't really see a lot of evidence with vision and repairing vision loss from damage to the optic nerve. So I would not use it for that at all, to be honest. There was one study published in Cancer Prevention Research to look at its cancer-fighting properties. Then another study in India looked at it may help cardiovascular digestive issues. But the problem is we don't have a lot of follow-up studies. And again, it's more harmful than not. So oral cancer is like the biggie. It could also cause cancer of the esophagus. There's even something called oral submucous fibrosis. It's incurable, causes your mouth to become kind of stiff. You lose jaw movement. And then, of course, it can irritate the gums, tooth decay, and your teeth can become permanently stained, deep red or black. So an early study published in the American Society of Clinical Nutrition, and I had to find this on Healthline because I didn't know much about the risks besides mouth cancer, said it actually could increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, metabolic syndrome, and obesity. So, not good. And not to mention, we have no idea if you mix it with any of your other medications, if that could be a problem. So the FDA does not think it's safe, definitely doesn't want you flying to Guam to use that. We're, I guess, from a World Health Organization standpoint, they've released an action plan to kind of get people to stop using the betel nut. So it's, in fact, they have Betel Nut Prevention Day in Taiwan. So, yeah. So I guess, there's a long history with it. And I get you. And I wish I could talk to you live. When normal medicine or current medicine doesn't work, you want to go natural. I don't blame you. And you want to use something that people have touted that's worked. And who knows? Maybe, this betel nut really did help people for thousands of years. And, now we're getting it wrong. But the problem is nobody's studying these things. Nobody's really quantifying it. So we had a couple studies saying, that might work. Well, you need a pharmaceutical company to put some money behind that study going, let's see if we could use this for eye issues. Let's see if we could use this for heart issues. Let's see how much. Let's see how we could put it in a form that doesn't cause mouth cancer. And if nobody's going to buy the stuff, pharmaceutical companies aren't going to put that kind of money in it. So now, why did you lose your vision? You said you did something stupid. I don't really know what, you know, anybody, we all do stupid things, so I doubt it was that. You know, sometimes you have damage to the optic nerve. Sometimes it could be a mini stroke that could cause it. And, you know, to me, that needs to definitely have follow-up because we want to make sure you don't lose other parts to the body. And you sound kind of young, so I'm sorry that happened to you. And anytime you want to call in, we're definitely live in the mornings. But, you know, power to you, and I'm glad you called in. But, yeah, be really, really careful with some of these things that you see online that, you know, that purport and claim that, you know, they could do all these cool things. You know, I, unfortunately, there's a lot of witch doctors out there. I hate to use that because some witch doctors actually healed people, you know, in the olden days. So I really hate to use that term. But who was it? Was it Andy Kaufman who went to a foreign country because they said they could help cure cancer? And when he had his leukemia, I believe he had leukemia, although everybody's saying it's still a hoax. He's alive, and this was just the biggest hoax he did. But I don't know, you know. I mean, I heard he got sick and died. I still believe that. But, you know, there are many people out there that want to take our money and run. We're going to make our money now before regulation comes in, and, you know, we could cure you. We could fix you. And, you know, I'm really blown away by all the scams that are out there. You know, we talked about these plastic surgery, little huts in people's houses, where they're like, oh, you know what, I could perform your liposuction or I could perform your butt lift way cheaper. And I have, it, you know, my house is outfitted for it. Look at all the pictures of all these people. So you're like, oh, okay, well, that sounds good. Let me go for it. And then, unfortunately, you get an embolism and you die. You know, we were just talking about freestanding ERs. You know, I'm not sure if they're going to start getting regulated. And like I said, I'm kind of torn because ERs and hospitals take a real big hit. And so, you know, they have to make money on, you know, where they can legally. And so, you know, if they're not going to get paid for flu shots or for certain procedures, hopefully there are other procedures that do pay well, and you have to diversify. I mean, you're a business. That's how you have to run a business. You have to diversify. But eventually somebody's going to come in, they're going to tell an ER that they can't charge X amount. And the public's going to be like, woohoo, yay! Yay, you know, we stopped price fixing and we prevented ERs from charging us too much. Well, you know, maybe those ERs are going to close. You know, here you have access. It's going to cost you. You're going to pay a little more. But if they can't make money and they have to take a loss, they're not going to stay open. We're kind of having an issue where a lot of county hospitals are struggling to stay open. A lot of places are closing their OB wards. Or their NICU or pediatric wards. If it doesn't make financial sense to stay open, they're not going to stay open. So, you know, who benefits? Do we benefit getting government involved to try to restrict what some of these companies do? I don't want to get screwed. I don't want to get gouged. But I do want there to be access. I want places to stay open. And if I have to pay a little extra, so there's not a long line, and so I get care immediately, and I get good care. I want to know that there's something out there that I could, you know, pay to get that. Because once we go socialize people, it is not going to be good. The lines are going to be horrible. You're going to be, already right now, in so many places. The reason why I get so many calls on telemedicine is because people say that the urgent cares just close. They close early. They close at 5 in their area. Why? Because it makes no financial sense for them to stay open. Now, you'd think there would be because they'd be sick patients, but if they're not getting paid by sick patients or by insurance, they save money closing down. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A whistleblower complaint has been filed following a phone call between a foreign leader and President Trump. The Washington Post reports an intelligence community official was troubled by a promise President Trump made to a foreign leader. The intelligence community inspector general is briefing the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors on Thursday. President Trump is keeping his options open. That's what he tells Fox News, even as U.S. officials blame Iran for an attack on an oil facility in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. A lot of things could happen. If we can have a peaceful solution, that's good. It's possible that that won't happen. But there's never been a stronger country militarily, not even close.
The president has demanded new sanctions on Iran as a response to the weekend attack. Iran's foreign minister is warning that any attack on his country over the drone missile strike against Saudi Arabia would result in an all-out war. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Guys, be really, really careful what you kind of put into your male body parts. But unfortunately, a man 45 years old began having a gangrenous penis after he injected petroleum jelly into it to try to make it bigger. I'm not sure where he read that would work. But he's from the South Pacific Islands, and he had to visit an ER because he was unwell, and he had horrible itchiness. He recalled injecting the jelly, which is kind of in Vaseline, 2 years prior, after his doctors had quizzed him on his sexual behavior. And the shaft was grossly deformed due to gangrene rotting flesh, and pus. So he was rushed to emergency surgery. He had multiple operations to save the remains of his genitals. Luckily, after multiple skin grafts, he was able to return home. And I think he's still able to, you know, enjoy sex. But this was published in Urology Case Reports by Dr. Amir Amin from St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. And the man did not look well. He felt weak, suffered fevers, obviously because he had an infection. Penis was tender, had a huge buildup of fluids, rotting flesh, and gangrene. He was actually diagnosed with Fournier's gangrene. It's life-threatening and can be caused by a flesh-eating bug. So basically, it was originally reported back in 1765 by Barrienne and by Dr. Fournier in 1883. And it's a progressive gangrene that happens in the genital area. Usually we see it in people who are diabetic or immunocompromised or overweight. But unfortunately, with any sort of gangrene, you need to address that right away. So, you know, by his 10th day in the hospital, he was feeling better. And plastic surgeons were able to do the impossible. But unfortunately, a lot of people will use a variety of things for penis augmentation. Mineral oil, petroleum jelly, androgenic and anabolic steroids, waxes. Not sure why. And, you know, usually people who would do that on a continuous basis are more of suffering from something like a body dysmorphic disorder where they know it's not good for them, but they just can't, not obsess about the body part. And so, unfortunately, you know, people do things too much. So, it's frustrating, very frustrating. So we'll keep you guys posted if anybody else does that, but please just don't be putting things that shouldn't be there. Yeah, Vaseline is safe. It's over the counter, but it doesn't mean you inject it into your body parts. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when there is demand, there's supply. And what are people demanding? Marijuana research. People want to know what they could use marijuana for. So, marijuana researchers have just gotten $3 million. 9 federal grants have been given out today to help research marijuana. They say right now cannabis is being used by 1 in 7 adults. So, I think marijuana researchers each got about $3 million. You can't really split $3 million into 9. And, you know, but the 9 grants total about $13 million in funding. And the federal government still considers marijuana an illegal drug, but more than 30 states allow it for either recreational or medicinal. And so people want to know, can we use this for pain? In fact, there's kind of a rush to figure out how we could use marijuana for pain because we're not allowing people to get narcotics like they used to. So, according to Dr. David Chertoff, Deputy Director of the National Center of Complementary and Integrative Health, which is funding the projects, he said the science is lagging behind the public use and interest. We're doing our best to catch up here. Now, THC has been investigated extensively. We know it is addictive. We know there's abuse. So, nah, we cannot use THC for pain. But what about cannabis? Well, cannabis can provide some relief for pain. So we need to kind of figure out what the heck is going on. And, you know, going back to us in the opioid crisis, the one thing I'm seeing, which is kind of frustrating, is in the olden days, I don't want to say the olden days, but, well, in the olden days, if you had a bad cough, we'd give you a little sherry, give you a little brandy. I remember my mom saying, here, take a sip of this, and it would help the cough. I didn't like Vicks Vapor Rub. I didn't like Triminic or Contact, but I had a little bit of alcohol. Cough would stop. I'd sleep through the night, get better. Then they kind of got rid of alcohol in a lot of these cough syrups, and they would add codeine to the cough syrups. So it'd be Phenergan VC with codeine. Some of them would even have a little bit of hydrocodone. And when I would give my patients some of that cough syrup, 1 teaspoon would knock them out for the night, stop the cough, and if it's just a simple cold or bronchitis, it start getting better. And I would write a little bottle, And I wouldn't mind if they had that because it would help stop the cough. Now that we have a reluctancy to write narcotics because, yeah, people were idiots and they would drink the whole bottle or whatever. When I, through telemedicine, have to treat a cough, patients are like, you know, the cough is just getting worse. It's really bad at night. What do I do? So I'm giving them inhaled steroids, and I'm giving them Tessalon Perles or benzotetate, you know, to calm down the cough. And then if the cough doesn't get better, we're doing antibiotics. And just part of me wonders, if I could just give them that cough syrup with a teaspoon of codeine, would it allow that tissue to heal overnight because they're not chronically coughing and inflaming it? And could we shorten the course of so many of these bronchitises and respiratory infections? I mean, I remember my cough when I would have a bad one wouldn't last longer than a few days because I would have a teaspoon at night and I wouldn't be coughing all night long. But now, I don't prescribe that. I can't. Not on my platform. And so, you're coughing. I mean, yeah, maybe I'm having you take NyQuil or something like that. But if you don't stop coughing, you keep inflaming. And the more you cough, the more you inflame, the more you can, unfortunately, have a vicious cycle. So, you know, we might be making more of a medical issue because we're not going back and doing some of the things that kind of worked in the olden days. The problem is you have people that ruined it. Just like this with marijuana. I mean, I think marijuana has some phenomenal medical applications. But you got people getting high, you got people driving, you got people giving it to the kids. Apparently a lot of kids are eating their parents' edibles. And it's a mess. So what's going to end up happening is the government's going to be like, no, we're going to keep this illegal. And here we are. And it's really hard to get the American public on track because people do stupid. They just do. So, Dr. Hellman, a grant recipient from the University of California, San Francisco, for marijuana, says they want to better understand pain and find more ways to treat it. Now, her research involves the body's ability to produce signaling molecules similar to marijuana's ingredients. So they're working with human immune cells in the lab, and then they're going to test it on mice. Human test subjects will be involved only in one of the grant projects. In University of Utah, they're going to scan the brains of human volunteers with low back pain to see how the CBD extract mixed with chocolate pudding affects brain signaling pathways. Ooh, I'll do it for the chocolate pudding. Half the volunteers will get pudding without CBD as a control group. That's fine. Sign me up for either. Two more human studies may be funded in a second round of grant awards. But the National Institute on Drug Abuse is going to actually grow 2,000 kilos of marijuana this year at the University of Mississippi. All right. They better get their security up because they want to study cannabis. So, Illinois is going to try to also create a library of useful compounds. So, you know, we are starting to see some studies being done. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I don't know if the money they're giving is enough, but it's, you know, at least somebody's giving grant money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, not good, not good at all. People in southeastern Texas are urgently warned to stay indoors because Imelda has been causing widespread flooding. So remnants of the former tropical depression Imelda were causing serious floods in Houston suburbs and the Beaumont area. Apparently people have been trapped in their homes and vehicles. A lot of warnings across southeastern Texas for people to stay indoors. They say flooding is most serious just north of Houston and to the east, including the city of Beaumont, Texas, where police say they have received hundreds of calls for rescues and were begging people to not
drive because most of the roads were flooded. Now, the storm was a tropical storm and a depression. I don't think it ever made hurricane status, but it did bring intense rain to southeastern Texas since Tuesday. Many places outside of Houston have received more than 10 inches. Parts of Jefferson County have seen more than 30, and another 5 to 10 inches of rain could come today. So, in recent developments, according to CNN, Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport stopped takeoffs because of weather late Thursday morning, and there's apparently a lot of heavy thunderstorms still hitting the area. The National Weather Service urged residents in 4 Houston area counties to stay indoors because of flash flooding. Those in Montgomery, Liberty and Chambers, Harris County, and Kingwood and Humble. And then apparently in Jefferson County, east of Houston, the Green Pond Gully levee near Beaumont is deteriorating and could break at any moment. That's going to prompt an evacuation of the Gilbert Lake Estates area, according to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. So in the Beaumont area of Jefferson County, they say some neighborhoods look like lakes. I mean, when if you're looking at the images, it's just, you know. And they say the situation is getting worse by the minute. According to Michael Stevens, who was trapped by floodwaters in his apartment. People have snakes in their apartments from the creek. We also have elderly disabled people stuck in their apartments. So you see people trying to trudge, leave, you know, those of us on dry land are probably like, why would anybody leave? Why would anybody get in their car? They should know better. If a snake is swimming into your house, and you just see the floodwaters rise, you're going to want to get the hell out of Dodge. Of course, the time for evacuation is before the storm comes, but I don't really know how much warnings were out there. You know, it's interesting, and I don't want to lay blame, but there's been so much news on Trump and Netanyahu and Trudeau and all those making headlines that this storm comes up and it never made front page. I mean, people are more interested in Donald Trump and what he has to say and Sharpie Gate and all that. I mean, we really got to change the narrative of news. Whatever's happening, whatever's urgent, just give it to us. I don't want your opinion. I don't want to hear about, you know, how you think Trump will win the election or lose the election. I want to know if we have parts of America in peril. And that's just what I want to know. Because if people need help, we could start sending resources there. Apparently, Beaumont police said the city received 12 to 20 inches of rain from Wednesday evening to Thursday morning. More is to come. Flood water even poured into their TV station at KBMT. New staff had to leave, regroup. Now, that's not the worst of it. When you look at the Atlantic Basin Pacific, there are multiple storms. You have Humberto that is, I think, leaving on its way out. We have Imelda hanging out by Texas. We have a Hurricane Jerry that may be making a beeline into the Caribbean. And then in the south, in the Pacific, we got Lorena, Mario, and Kiko. Of course, we're watching Kiko and how it could affect Hawaii. So apparently, there are 6 tropical storms right now whirling at once, and that has set a record. They say Humberto and Kiko are spinning in the Atlantic and Eastern Pacific. 4 new tropical respectively, Humberto is Atlantic, Kiko is Pacific. 4 new tropical cyclones formed Tuesday, Imelda and Jerry in the Atlantic Basin, Mario and Lorena in the Eastern Pacific Basin. This combined number of active storms in both basins was believed to tie a modern record that was set back in 1992. According to National Hurricane Center forecaster Eric Blake, they are forming like roaches out there. It's not something that you see all the time, but it's also not unheard of. But it is a very, very active hurricane season. According to National Hurricane Center, there have been as many as 5 active Atlantic tropical cyclones or hurricanes at once. That occurred between September 10th to 12th in 1971 in the Eastern Pacific back on August 26, 1974. There were 5 simultaneous named storms of at least tropical strength at that time. September, as you know, is the peak month. Hurricane season starts in June ends roughly end of November, but August and September are peak. And you got the shearing winds, so you got the different, you got the hotter and the warmer waters, and so unfortunately you put the two together and you could very easily build a hurricane. So we're kind of watching these storms, but that's why it sounds like in the news there's always a new one. Unfortunately, though, I think a lot of people in Texas weren't expecting what happened with Imelda. So I don't know how many evacuations happened, but it looks like Houston's definitely getting hit pretty hard, Beaumont, and multiple other cities. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the Philippines, it looks like polio has made an comeback. The Philippines on Thursday announced an outbreak of polio, 19 years after the World Health Organization declared the country free from polio. Health Secretary Francisco Duque said government scientists have confirmed the reemergence of polio. Now, as you know, polio is this virus, it's an enterovirus, that starts out where it's kind of like a cold, kind of feel achy, you know, maybe you're coughing and sneezing, maybe you have a fever, you go to bed at night, you wake up the next morning, and you're paralyzed. Polio is one nasty, scary disease. Now, when we came up with a vaccine, we stopped the whole epidemic of kids getting paralyzed. It usually affected kids. But now, they blame poor immunization coverage, a lack of sanitation, proper hygiene, and poor surveillance by health workers, and the disease has returned. It spread rapidly, causing muscle weakness, paralysis. By the way, it could also kill you because it could paralyze your lung muscles. And so we've had very aggressive eradication efforts around the world, but the disease has kind of hung on in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Central African Republic, Somalia. So there was a case in Lanao del Sur that involved a 3-year-old girl. Now, we also have this acute flaccid paralysis. They have a case of that over there. Here in America, we've had multiple cases of that. They don't think it's polio because the polio tests are not coming up positive, but it sure the hell is acting like a polio. So I'm going to call it like a polio 2. So their government's going to embark on a whole new polio vaccination campaign with the help of World Health Organization. They're going to urge everybody to get vaccinated, but this is not anything to mess with. You know, and this is why I'm pro-vaccine. I get why a lot of parents out there are freaked out about vaccines. I get that. And I get why, you know, parents think we might be getting too much. But, I mean, if you are contemplating, if you're an anti-vaxxer and you don't want any vaccines, but you're contemplating maybe one, I'll let my kid get one. This is the one I'd say to get. This polio is scarier than hell. And it's a virus, so we can't really treat it. We don't have a means to treat this viral disease. You know, all we could do is, you know, supportive measures. So with it coming back, that's not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.